Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
All right, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, an update. Joe Biden, late yesterday, no regrets at all. None whatsoever. Meanwhile, the same guy that was saying, how did this happen? How, it's so irresponsible. Talking about Donald Trump, you know, the cadaver that he is. But anyway, so he said, no regrets over handling classified information. Here's what he said.
As we found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives of the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there. Thank you.
No, there were documents there in 4 different places, Joe. Top secret classified documents. Joe, how did that happen? How did this so irresponsible? Anyway, I think I'm funny. I'm not. Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, has been twisted in a pretzel all week. I mean, the White House has let her hang out to dry with no answers at all whatsoever. Here's a montage of that.
What I can tell you right now is what the president share with you what the president said to all of you, right? Which is he was surprised by this. He definitely, truly respects the process here. And also when it comes to classified, he takes classified documents very seriously. That search was completed last night. And now this is in the hands of the Justice Department.
So we should assume that it's been completed.
You should assume that it's been completed, yes. Right? They completed the search with documents being found last night. I have answered your questions almost every day on this issue. And again, anything else that you may have, anything that's related to the review, I would refer you to the Department of Justice. You guys can ask me this 100 times, 200 times if you wish. I'm going to keep saying the same thing.
Are you upset that you came out to this podium on Friday with incomplete and inaccurate information? And are you concerned that it affects your credibility up here?
Well, what I'm concerned about is making sure that we do not politically interfere in the Department of Justice, that we continue to be consistent.
Now, Christopher Wray was at the FBI director was at the World Economic Forum. They talked about how the FBI needs to partner with big tech companies. That already happened in the lead up to the 2020 election. The FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop in December of 2019. They could have verified it, I'm certainly sure, within 30 days. That would be the maximum time they need, because there's pictures of Hunter, videos of Hunter, emails from Hunter, Hunter smoking crack, Hunter with hookers. You got Hunter with, you know, doing all sorts of things, Hunter implicating his father. But anyway, so they lead up this effort and lead up to the 2020 election. You got this guy, a special agent, fairly newly hired because he wrote a thesis on the 2016 election about how Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 presidency, which is a lie. He was heading up the effort to meet weekly with all the big tech companies and warn them about, quote, disinformation campaigns from foreign adversaries. And there might even be information, according to the site Integrity head at Twitter, this guy, Mr. Roth, it might even be about Hunter. Oh, really? So when the New York Post broke the story about Hunter's laptop, well, they have been prepping all these big tech companies not to print such information. And they systematically teamed up to coordinate an effort to hide information from the American people that was true about Joe and Hunter Biden. Anyway, this all comes to a head. A pretty powerful article that was on FoxNews.com, and it was written by Nicole Parker. She has an incredible life story. She was working for Merrill Lynch on September 11, 2001, on the top floor of the World Financial Center in New York City. She watched up close the horrific, deadly terrorist attacks. They evacuated their building. They got to safety, thank God, thanks to the efforts of the NYPD. We lost, as I've said so many times, 2,977 of our fellow Americans, the worst attack on our soil and on the history of this country. Anyway, it changed her. She left her multi-billion dollar hedge fund in 2009. There were 45,000 people that year that applied to be FBI agents, and only 900 made the cut. But she tells why she left the FBI. Here she is, Nicole Parker. Welcome to the Sean Hannity Show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I wanted to get out your background because the reason you chose to do this, this was something that was like a calling to you. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, Sean. It was a mission. Most agents that join the FBI, there's a higher purpose. You know, I was in the financial sector prior to joining the FBI, and much more lucrative to work at a multi-billion dollar hedge fund than to work for the FBI. But I wasn't motivated by making money. I knew the morning of September 11th of 2001 that it was the efforts of heroic individuals such as the NYPD officers that helped lead me and my colleagues and others to safety. And I knew that day that God had protected me and that I wanted to do something in the future to give back and to serve. And so the FBI was the vehicle which I selected to give service back to this country. I have been so blessed, and I believe that where God gives you a lot, where much is given, much is required. And I just wanted to give up back and serve the people of the United States of America.
You were only about 8 years away from retirement. You served over 12 plus years at the FBI. Why did you write this article? And more importantly, why did you walk away from the FBI and why did you leave?
Like I said, I didn't join the FBI for a pension. I came because I genuinely wanted to help protect Americans, uphold the Constitution, and serve. And I had an amazing experience at the FBI. I met incredible individuals. We worked very large cases, but we really felt like we were making a difference. And I felt like I was making an impactful difference. You see so many things in this world as an FBI agent. You see a lot of darkness. And sometimes you wonder, am I really making an impact? There is so much evil out there. Can I even put a dent in this? But you look at each individual one by one that you are helping, and you do feel like you're making a difference. It got to the point when I originally joined, we were all, you know, I know I was just focused on stopping criminals and trying to put bad people behind bars. And it seemed that that was the trajectory that the FBI was on. That was the focus. That's what we spoke about all of the time. And it seemed that as the years progressed, and especially in the last couple of years, it's almost as if the priorities and the trajectory of the FBI changed. And I was trying to be patient with the process, right? I started kind of seeing things, and we all did, and we kind of scratched our heads a little bit. But, you know, we kept our heads low. We stayed working on our cases and the different investigations that we were assigned to. But it became so loud that it was hard to keep your head low and just ignore all of the things swirling around you. And that's when I started to look at things, and myself and several of my colleagues from around the country, we all had similar concerns.
So it's funny you say this, because almost everything you say in your column that you put up on FoxNews.com has been told to me by people that I know in the FBI, one that recently retired. Exact same thing. The shifting in recruiting practices, lowering of eligibility requirements, politicizing the FBI. Now, Jim Jordan on the Appropriations Committee is going to have a big investigation into the question of whether the FBI has been politicized and the Department of Justice weaponized. Based on your experience, what you saw, do you believe that's the case?
Right. So, again, I was working on the criminal side of the house. And so I wasn't involved directly on any of these investigations that seem to be of political nature, but it is a large organization, and we all feel the effects of what's going on regardless of what field office you're in. It all comes from the top, and you see what's going on around the country. So although I may not have been involved in it directly, I was feeling the effects of it. The American citizens who are seeing this unravel before their eyes, they are watching, and it was making it difficult for us who had nothing to do with this side of the house to do our job, because I'm going out trying to talk to witnesses, you know, recruiting sources, and they it was almost like a mistrust, and I was constantly having to say, no, I am not involved in that. Like, I'm a trustworthy FBI agent. Like, I, you know, I'm just trying to do the right thing. We're trying to fight violent crime or whatever it might be. And it became, like I said in the op-ed, almost exhausting, constantly have to separate myself, you know, friends, family, you know, they'd always be like, what is going on at the FBI? Well, I'm just a field agent in the Miami division. How am I supposed to be held accountable and responsible for what's going on? I have nothing to do with that. But yet I was feeling the consequences of other people's behaviors. I will tell you, the FBI has, you know, we understand things that have happened in the past, certain employees that have been removed from the FBI because of behavior that was not in accordance with the FBI's principles. And the problem is, it takes a long time to regain the trust after that trust has been broken, right? So something that may have happened back in 2016, 2017, it's going to take a lot of time to rebuild the trust of the American people for a small, destructive few employees' mistakes. I can't be held accountable for their mistakes, but yet I was. And it wasn't just one politicization. It seemed that constantly it was one thing after another, you know, and I almost felt like I was buried under something that we had nothing to do with.
Quick break, right back. We'll continue with Nicole Parker, former FBI agent. Why I left the FBI, 800-941-SHAWN. We get to your calls at the bottom of the half hour.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying, you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, we continue with Nicole Parker. Why she left the FBI, the first of what will be dozens of whistleblowers talking about how the FBI has been politicized. Jim Jordan was on my TV show one night talking about these whistleblowers. The very next day, Merrick Garland sent out a, quote, memorandum or reminder that members of the Department of Justice are not allowed to be talking to members of Congress, meaning congressmen and senators. I thought we had whistleblower protection laws. They are describing things That should never happen to this organization. We now know that the FBI was on a weekly basis talking with big tech, warning them that in 2020 that there might be a massive disinformation campaign from some adversary or adversarial country. And it might involve Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. And then lo and behold, the Hunter Biden laptop comes out. They had it since 2019. They could have corroborated it. Everything in there is true. And yet they were telling these big tech companies, be wary if you hear anything. And then they literally put their thumb on these big tech companies. And Chris Wray was talking today at the World Economic Forum about partnering with these big tech companies. I'm like, you already are. You paid Twitter $3.5 million. How much did you pay other big tech companies?
Right. And like I said, again, we remember that email that came out. It was, I believe, in August. And, you know, again, I wasn't a whistleblower. I wasn't asked to do anything of that nature, but it was sent to all of us, and we all kind of wondered, that's interesting. But again, there are employees that may not agree with what's going on, but it almost feels like it's bigger than yourself. You don't really feel like you're at the liberty to be able to speak up. They can't speak up because they don't want the target on their back. They don't want to be looked at as a problematic employee. They don't want to be difficult, but they genuinely have concerns about what's going on. And then, yeah, you know, they see an email like that, and then they're like, we're given a whistleblower training at the Bureau. And so when you take that training, you want to think that protection is there. And so it just became difficult for people that were seeing things to be able to speak up. You know, the FBI is all about being a safe place and, you know, a safe place for us to work as far as, you know, feeling comfortable about who you are and, you know, different.
Well, apparently not.
Identities. But at the same time, those employees, they want to feel safe when they're going to speak up and share their genuine concern.
They did this in 2016. They sent FBI agents to interview Christopher Steele in 2016 in October, early October. They were warned in August of 2016 not to trust the dossier. Christopher Steele, they offered him $1 million to verify it. He couldn't get his $1 million, but then James Comey signed that FISA application that said it was verified, and they used every bit of the dossier as the bulk of information, and nothing happened to him. But I only have about 10 seconds.
Right. I mean, the bottom line is, an FBI agent, you should be operating with the highest level of integrity. Any FBI employee, Americans deserve that you should be operating with the highest level of integrity, regardless of your political persuasion. That is the right thing to do, and that is what Americans deserve.
Well, we really appreciate your bravery, Nicole Parker. You're the first of, I think, what will be many FBI agents talking about this. Thank you for your service, and I think it was very courageous of you to tell the truth. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
800-941-SHAWN, our number. 25 to the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls. 800-941-SHAWN, this final half hour on a Friday. Hannity Tonight, studio audience show, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. You may not know this, but there are people all over the world, criminals, and they are targeting American homeowners. And what they are doing is they go search the internet and they look for your home title. Your home title is the document that proves you own your home. And you can find it very easily online. And these thieves will forge your signature on a legal document and claim that you sold them your home. And then they'll go out and take out loans on your home. They disappear. You don't find out till you get a late payment notice or even a foreclosure notice. And you know what? They're getting away with it in massive numbers. It's called Home Title Lock. Now, the way to protect yourself is with HomeTitleLock.com/Sean. I want to offer you a free check of your own home title. In other words, if you go to HomeTitleLock.com/Sean, first verify your home's title is still safely in your name. You register your address, and for free, you'll get a no-obligation home title report. You can put it in your files. It's a $100 value, absolutely free. And this way, you're not going to be a victim of this. A lot of homeowners insurance and some common identity theft programs, they don't protect you on this very thing. Anyway, free, no-obligation home title report for your files, $100 value, for free when you go to HomeTitleLock.com/Sean. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, it's been a crazy week. Let's do a little recap here, and then we'll get to your calls. here you have Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, literally contradicting herself, you know, twisted up in a pretzel, the mob and the media getting frustrated with her. Everybody knows she's just outright lying or just stalling and not telling us the truth. Then you got the media with their conspiracy theories. Oh, Republicans probably planted all of this in Joe's locked garage. Remember, Joe said it was always locked, except for all the photos we have of the garage door wide open where you can see the top secret documents. And the media putting that forward. And then Schumer, you know, what a different take from him. Oh, it's not a big deal. And just think back how all these Democrats were like, put Trump in jail. You can't get him in jail soon enough. Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray did the right thing. So here's like our weekly recap of insanity.
But you know how
these
documents
appear.
To me, if you missing classified information, I don't mean to laugh, but in my house, if stuff is missing, I know it's missing.
Does it feel like Oppo research to you? Does it feel like the Republicans are behind it?
I'm suspicious of the timing of it. I'm also aware of the fact that things can be planted on people.
Thank you. Since so many of our questions have been referred to the DOJ and to the White House Counsel's Office, I'm sure you can understand that we're in sort of information blackout where DOJ refers us to the special counsel. They're not holding any briefings. White House Counsel refers us to DOJ. So if you are not able to talk about this from the podium, would you invite a DOJ official to take our questions here?
To the briefing.
No, you would have to go to the Department of Justice. That is not, this is a legal matter that is currently happening at the Department of Justice. And the president has been very, very clear when it comes to these types of legal matters, when it comes to investigations, he's not going to interfere. He wants to make sure that we give back the independence that the Department of Justice should have when it comes to these types of investigations. So certainly would not be bringing them here. So I would refer you to the Department of Justice. I was just very clear. If you have any questions, I would refer you to the White House Counsel's Office.
I'm having a hard time understanding why.
I just said,
questions about
we just,
procedure.
We should, and I just said, and I just said to you, the White House Counsel's Office will be able to address that question.
Is President Biden satisfied with the current SOP of handling classified materials here and turning them over to National Archives?
Again, I will refer you to the White House Counsel's Office. They are the people who would be able to answer that question about classified information.
So just to be clear, from this point on, are you not going to be taking questions about the classified documents?
I have been very clear over and over again. We are going to be prudent here. We're going to be consistent. This particular matter is being looked at. There's a legal process currently happening at the Department of Justice, and I'm going to refer you to the Department of Justice on any specifics to this particular case, and anything that has to deal with what we're doing here, I would refer to the White House Counsel's Office. And let me remind you, this is not a new process here. We've been doing this for the past 2 years. Anything that is related to a legal process, a legal matter, we refer to the Department of Justice. There's nothing new in our process.
We've all reached out to the Department of Justice. A law enforcement official tells NBC News the Justice Department has not told the White House that it cannot talk about the facts underlying the special counsel investigation into classified documents. So trusting you've received that same information, understanding the desire to be prudent, then why can't you speak about the underlying facts?
We've been very clear when it comes to even underlying facts, when it comes to specifics, when it comes to something that is under the purview, that is that the Department of Justice is looking at, especially legal matters, investigations, we do not comment from here, Peter. That has been consistent.
So understanding
we've been
that, Bob
very
Bauer,
consistent.
Who, Bob Bauer, who represents the president's personal attorney over the weekend, said that one of the reasons why, and Ian Sams, your colleague who speaks on behalf of the special counsel at the White House, spoke to this in some form yesterday, but he said one of the reasons why they shouldn't reveal further details right now was regular ongoing public disclosures also pose the risk that as further information develops, answers provided on this periodic basis may be incomplete. When the White House did release a statement, the president spoke out on January 9th, the risk of incompletion was a function of the White House's decision not to share all the information it knew, in fact, because we knew on November 2nd, and the first discovery was made. We knew the second discovery was made on December 20th. So there's a risk of incompletion, but will you concede that it's the White House that has been incomplete in its provision of information when it did choose to speak out publicly on January 9th?
My colleague actually dealt with this question on the call yesterday on the White House Counsel's Office.
He made the same point.
And I would refer you to the White House Counsel's Office.
Sarah, I have to say this. You seem much more measured about this than with the Trump documents, because you call for transparency with the Trump documents. You wanted lawmakers to have access to the documents seized from the former president, his residence in Florida, which it seems like you...
The bottom line is, I said that night, it's premature to comment on what should be done. Yes, for President Trump. That's exactly right.
I think that your statements are consistent for both.
I sure do.
Classified material next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street. But anyway.
It's in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. But as I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously.
It just doesn't get any crazier than this, but that's what you come to expect from liberal Democrats. All right, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Paul is in West Virginia. Hey, Paul, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
I'm doing great, Sean. It's great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
You just did it again. You know, every time you do one of those recaps, I'm one of these guys driving home listening to the radio, and we yell at the radio, but nothing's ever going to happen. That happens. Well, it happens a lot listening to you, and actually, that's kind of a good thing.
Well, listen, yes and no. Do I think anything's going to happen on the document issue? No. We know, look, if Hillary Clinton got away with everything she did, including deleting with Bleachbit 33,000 emails and beating up hammers and beating up Blackberries and iPhones with hammers and removing SIM cards. And then she had more top secret classified information than anybody on her many servers that she shouldn't have had. It's the double standard is so glaring with the raid on Mar-a-Lago. That I think that even Merrick Garland, I think they're scared. The timing couldn't be worse for them because Jim Jordan is going to be all over this in the Appropriations Committee. Here's where the Bidens have their greatest vulnerability. Follow the money. Look at China. Hunter Biden's $100,000 shopping spree with a Chinese national. Look at the Penn Biden Center. 67 million of that 67, 47.7 came in just as Joe left the White House and was setting up shop at UPenn. And then, by the way, another 14 million came in even after that. And then professors at UPenn write a letter to Merrick Garland to stop the investigation of espionage by the Chinese against us. And he did it. Then you can add the other money. The $1.5 billion deal Bank of China. Then you can add the $5 million no interest forgivable loan. Wouldn't you like that, by the way, Paul? If I gave you a $5 million no interest forgivable loan, what would you consider that?
Yes, I would. I would consider that for sure. Sounds like a good deal to me.
And would you pay me back, or would you say, well, it's forgivable, so I don't need to pay you back?
Well, I'm in the real world, and I would probably make an honest effort, but I don't think I could afford a $5 million loan. So,
well, but if it's forgivable, there's a message there, isn't it? Isn't forgivable mean don't worry about it? Here's $5 million.
There is, for people who don't have any sense of standards in their lives, I guess.
Yeah, would that be the whole Biden family? Now, we're only talking about China. What about Russia? What about Kazakhstan? What about... Ukraine, you get my point. That's where they're most vulnerable.
Yeah, the population in the United States, I believe it's right at 50 or 60% are under 40 years old now, and they have no clue really as to what China or Russia is even about. They don't know what communism means. And on the most part, I think some of these young folks even would prefer it over what we've got going on here. I see it every day. And I know you see it more than I do.
Listen, I am telling you, you're absolutely right.
That's sad. That's pretty sad. You know, I called because you don't do it. You point things out to people for a reason. I'm pretty sure this is the reason, is for people to get involved. And we've got a lot of different things that we can do. We can call our representatives, mainly for therapy. I write letters to the newspapers, and I get about 10 a year in the paper. And man, that's some great therapy there. But I think the most important thing people can do is to teach their kids what reality really is.
Hardest job in the world is being a parent, my friend.
Shoot, yeah.
Appreciate it. 800-941-SHAWN. You know, I naively thought I'd send my kids to college and my job was done. No. I couldn't have been more wrong in my life than to actually believe that. Because unlike my parents, I was a helicopter parent.
A helicopter parent.
I was with my kids. I had eyes on them at all
times.
That's
different. That's not a helicopter parent.
It's absolutely a helicopter parent.
No, you were an engaged parent. Parenting is supposed to be involved, engaged, paying attention.
I would get off the school bus, get on my bicycle, and my parents had no clue where I was.
That's different. That was a time in this country when you could actually live your life and go outside and not be afraid that your kid would be raped, mutilated, abducted, hurt, sold fentanyl drugs. I mean, it just was a different time.
So
it really was.
Listen, I've told my kids, I said, and they listen to the stories about me as a kid, and they're like, why didn't you let us do stuff like that? And I'm like, because times have changed. And listen, it all worked out, but it's just different. I thought, you know, I was independent since I was 10. My parents, when I'm 12 years old and washing dishes till 2-3 in the morning and coming home on my bicycle, which is what I did, and when I'm cooking and I'm attending bar and last call is 4:00 and I'd leave the bar at 4:30 and then I'd go to the diner and it's, you know, the sun's up by the time I get home. It was a very different life. My parents never said, where were you? What were you doing? You know, they would see, usually my father would see a big pile of wad of cash. It would either be on my bed or in my pocket. And he'd end up taking 3/4 of it, putting it in a bank account
for
me.
Very smart. Good dad.
And I ended up using that money. That was my money for the college that I had. And I used all of it for that.
But how many parents are not engaged now? Look at the parents of today. They're totally checked out.
But my parents had no clue where I was.
It's a different checked out. Your parents were working. These parents are on Facebook. It's completely different.
I don't know about...
That's a problem.
I can't even imagine my parents on Facebook.
I mean, seriously, you know what I'm saying?
Can't even imagine
it. I love the generation of people who say, I don't know how to work this damn phone. That's the people I want to hang out with.
Listen,
play that right now.
Listen, I have some regrets that I didn't appreciate who they were and how hard their lives were.
100%.
I didn't know.
Let me tell you something.
Immature.
The people of today could never do what the people that went through the storm the beaches of Normandy and fought for us in World War II, forget about it.
No, there are many of us that can.
Oh, there are.
There are many.
But there are a lot of us that can't because they're lazy and they're leaning on the government.
There's a lot of snowflakes out there.
I forget about it. Yeah. It's a freaking blizzard.
800-941-SHAWN. Hey, I've been telling you, if you believe in the sanctity of life, this is a great organization I want to tell you about. And they use the science of ultrasound to save babies from abortion. And by the way, they don't get a penny from the federal government. It's only because of your generous donations that they're able to do this. You know, abortions now continue to rise at an alarming rate. The abortion pill accounting for, what, over 50% of all abortions. It's getting harder. So anyway, they use science. Ultrasound is so much different. Linda, you know, with Liam, I was assuming you probably had 4D. Imaging.
I sure did. The last one looked like he was waving to me.
Yeah, I mean, you could see their fingers and their toes and their face. By the way, very early in pregnancy, you see a lot of detail
you
never saw before.
Heartbeat at 6 weeks.
So preborn, they give these ultrasounds for free to expecting mothers or people that have unplanned pregnancies. And what they've discovered is once people see the child growing inside them, hear that heartbeat, they're twice as likely to choose life. Now, preborn offers a ton of other services, counseling, diapers, baby formula, baby clothes, full assistance up to 2 years, whatever you need, they're going to help you. An ultrasound is $28. They can only give them because of your generous donations. They don't get a penny from the government. And if you want to help this great cause, and I'm going to be helping them, dial pound 250, say the keyword baby, pound 250, keyword baby, or you can donate securely online at preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean. Every gift, tax deductible, 100% of your donation goes to saving babies. Preborn.com/Sean.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.